Welcome, Tale Tellers. We'll be tackling haunted nursing room encounters today, things that talk to people who are near death, strange ghosts that seek revenge, and voices from previous residents that echo in the hallway. Before we sink our teeth into today's episode, I want to do some shoutouts. Troy Shaw, I thank you for your support, likes and comments, and I'm going to keep thanking you. Cheers for your support, mate. I'm lucky to have a fan like you. Black4360, thank you for your ongoing support as well. I really, really appreciate it. We've also got The Crazy Town Podcast, who was kind enough to post my true crime episode. And they're a podcast that talks about the weird, the wacky, the odd, and the overall strange. So worth checking them out as well. Al Diddy and Le Monkey, who does some kicking musical beats. So thank you so much for your support. And on that, Tale Tellers, it's that time already. Time to turn the lights off, turn the sound up, and get ready for something different. The title of today's true creepy stories is Haunted Nursing Room Encounters. Your tale teller today is Genesequa 4, and that is a lovely name. I work nights in the locked unit of our nursing home. This is where the worst off people are in our facility. Those with dementia, behavioural problems, mental illness, etc. So pretty much I'm locked alone in a dark long hallway and check in on everyone throughout the night. It's a very large three-storey building, and this wing is an isolated half of the top floor. Nobody likes working back there, especially at night, because the patients are harder to take care of, and let's be real, it does get spooky back there. Being locked, it has this claustrophobic feel that creeps you out. Anyway, when something actually happens, it's enough to scare the crap out of you. Here are some of my stories. Number 1. I hear a man shout, "Hey, come over here!" from the dead end of a hallway. No men are in that hall, and all the patients are asleep. No TVs are on, no radios, no logical explanation. I found out when I told someone the story, there was a patient who died right before I started that would come to the door and call for help, just like that. They even described the voice of the patient that had matched what I heard. Number 2. I had a patient die that was very rude and always told people what to do. They were kind of bossing people around, including other patients. They would tell people to speak louder or shut up, etc., etc. My husband works in a separate unit on the same building, and we were talking in the hall outside of her room, and our conversation is interrupted by a loud shh. That sounded exactly like when she would hush up other residents. It sounded like it was right next to us. Again, nobody in the hall but us. Patients all asleep. Number 3. I had a patient who moved into a shared room. The woman she moved in with wasn't always friendly to her. That woman would swing at her if she took food from others' plates, for example. Not long after moving into the shared room, she passed away in there. Suddenly, her less than friendly roommate was terrified to sleep in that room. She lived in there alone before, hadn't seen the death, and was probably too far gone, dementia-wise, to even remember she had a roommate, but was still terrified of that room at night. She refused to go to bed, which used to be hard to get her out of. And if you did get her to lay down, she would scream, "Don't turn off the lights! Don't turn off the lights!" She would spend most of the night trying to get out of that room. And this was all nuts because she was someone who liked to be in bed and left alone, by herself, most of the time. One night, she made it all the way out into the hallway, walking there without her wheelchair, almost falling over, but determined to get out of that room, struggling the entire time, putting up a fight even when I tried to turn her around to go back into the room to sit down. She was out of breath, and there was pure fear in her eyes, the likes I've never seen. I took her to watch TV, and she slept in the recliner in the TV room with me. No problems. This lasted about a month after her roommate died, and didn't stop until she moved rooms. Now the general theory was, her departed roommate was getting revenge. Other things I've noticed in this place. Number 4. People do see their loved ones and family members before they die. when they start seeing and talking to family, or talking to things not there, that's how you know it's about to happen. Number 5. Call bells do go off in empty rooms, even the kind you have to physically pull down to sound and push back up to turn off, even in locked rooms. Number 6. And this one scares me the most. There's something back there that bothers my residents at night. I have a Greek woman who doesn't speak a word of English, and she stays at the far end of the hall. At night, she'll be talking up a storm. No idea what she's saying, but it'll be loud enough to hear all the way down the hall. When I go down to check on her, she stops talking and pretends to sleep, starting back up, talking when I walk away. This will continue for a while, and she'll stop talking and go to sleep. A few minutes later, the woman in the next room will start talking to something. When she stops, the woman across the hall will then start to talk to something as well. They aren't just mumbling. It's a full-on conversation. Talk, then pause to listen, then talk again. And no two are doing it at the same time. And they're all in separate rooms with various levels of dementia. So it's not like they're discussing anything or know what's going on in the other rooms. It's literally like someone or something is going to each room, waking people up and talking to them until they fall asleep, and then going to the next one. They also talk about this strange man, or rather the man, saying things like, "That man was in my room. That man is standing in the corner behind you. That man told me to." Again, all saying the same thing without knowing the others are seeing the same. It happens on a very regular basis and never stops being creepy. I wonder what he says to them. Whoa. Thank you so much for this story. I can tell you this much. I wouldn't be there long. I'd probably burn through a pair of pants a day at the rate you encounter ghosts and spirits there. Also, I have to wonder, what on earth was that lady seeing at night to keep her up and force her to walk without a wheelchair into a dark hall? What has to be going through your head when your choice is a bedroom with a bed or a cold, empty, desolate hallway without any lights? Maybe I don't want to know. Well, that nightmare fuel aside, thank you, Genesequa, for that fantastic story. Hopefully I nailed your name correctly. Hopefully it's all good. You can correct me otherwise. If you have any more, though, please feel free to send them my way. If you like this episode, I have 2 favors to ask. Just 2 little favors. Take 2 seconds out of your day to quickly tap that like, follow, or repost button. Seriously, you Telltellers are just champions for doing that, because it shares this story and all the creative content that people are providing to this channel to the rest of the world. And right now, it's mainly United States and Canada, but I'm working on it. With your help, we can do it. And the second thing I'd love you to do, if you're viewing this on iTunes or Apple Media, please take some time to rate this channel. Yes, I know it's a big ask, but I do appreciate anyone that gets the time to do that. I really do. It makes a major impact on visibility. Every rating and like helps immensely. So a massive thank you. And of course, thank you for listening. So, Tale Tellers, this is the place where stories live and Tale Tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, Tale Tellers, till next time.